Blog Talk Radio.
And it's always truly blessed to be with you this morning. Woo! And we got a word, we got a word, we got a word. And the word that God gave us for this morning is to love your neighbor as yourself. Can I say it again? Love your neighbor as yourself, which we all know is the second and greatest commandment. And the first one we know is to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your soul, and your mind. On these, hangs all the law and the prophets. Jesus spoke it. Jesus gave it to us. And as John is speaking to the Galatian church, he is reminding them of the greatest, one of the greatest commandments. Because he's been telling them all about the number one, to love God. Good morning, Mother Valerie. How are you this lovely, lovely fall morning?
Good morning, Pastor. It really don't seem like a fall morning because we don't have no orange and everything is still green. Everything
is
like
beautiful.
It's still green. But it's a great morning. I thank and praise God for it.
It is. And God sent a cleansing on yesterday. I laughed. I said, every time I say I'm going to wash my car, God sends his car wash. And my car gets washed in the rain. And I just had to smile and laugh and say, okay, God, thank you for the cleansing. Amen. Thank you for the cleansing. Now all we need to do is come and clean the house. So there will be even better shape. But anyway, thanking you, Mother, for joining me this morning. I am so ecstatic. We got some serious words this morning. Isaiah's not playing. Paul's not playing. David's not playing. Woo! And Solomon is not playing with his Proverbs either. It is all mighty men of God doing what they are called to do. Bring it in. Bring it in. Bring it in. Bring it in. What a mighty, mighty word. So we going to get started. We're not going to set and hold you. We are going to get started in the word as Mother brings us in with a mother's prayer. I just love to sit and hear Mama pray. I'm just going to let you know. I love to hear her pray. So that's why I ask her to pray us in and pray us out. You know, I do a semi-out benediction, but Mother prays us out. So, Mother, I'm turning it over to you to pray us in, and then I will be back with Isaiah 45 through 46. Mother will be coming with our psalm this morning, the 111th Psalm, verses 1 through 6, Proverbs 26 and 10. And, woo, we're going to talk about after she finishes the fruit of the Spirit. We'll talk about that together with some life questions that we'll be talking to you about. Galatians chapter 5. So if you want to get those marked in your Bibles, we're going to get started after prayer. Mother, pray it soon.
Good morning, people of God. God has let us see another day. God, we thank and praise you for another gorgeous, beautiful, and it almost seemed like spring to me. And Lord, I thank you for this day, for this is the day that you made. And God, we will rejoice, we will praise you, we will be thankful, and Lord, we love you. We thank and praise you, Father, for all that you do, will do, and have done. We thank and praise you for our pastors, and we ask that you keep Pastor Jesse and Pastor Bridget safely as they journey. I think they're going to Arizona. Safely as they travel up and down the highways, and if they're flying, make sure that the flight is safely for them. Lord, we thank you. We know that you got them, that they're in your hands because they are children of the Most High God. Lord, we thank and praise you for Pastor Bridget because she's just like Pollyanna. Every day when she's on the program, even if something is going on in her life, her spirit is just beautiful and happy. And we thank and praise you for Pastor. We thank and praise you for Pastor Bridget, for all that she do, can do, and willing to do. God, strengthen her body. Strengthen her body, strengthen her mind, and just let her keep up the work that you have allowed her to do. We just give you praise, honor, and glory for this day. We just thank you. We thank you and we praise you. We can't praise you enough. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise God, this morning. You know, when I was a little kid, Mother, I grew up in the AME church, and I remember every Sunday singing, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Whew! I just love that.
Great.
Every time I think of that, we got to praise the Lord. You know, David said it, we believe it, we got to do it. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I love, we sing a song in the choir, Lion of Judah. That is like my song. I love it. I love that song. And, of course, more than anything, it's my absolute, because I just always want to tell Jesus that I love him more than anything. And the word of God came to Isaiah the prophet. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him and loose the armor of kings, to open before him the double doors so that the gates will not be shut. I will go before you and make the crooked paths places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have named you, though you have not known me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. I will gird you, though you have not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun to its setting that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the night and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all these things. Rain down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth then bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe to him who strives with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherd of the earth. Shall the clay say to him who formed it, what are you making? I shall your handiwork say, he has no hand. Woe to him who says to his father, what are you beginning? Or to the woman, what have you brought forth? Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my son and concerning the work of my hands. You command me. I have made the earth and created man on it. I, my hands, stretched out the heavens and all their hosts. I have commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city and let my exiles go free, not for price nor reward, says the Lord of hosts. Thus says the Lord. The labor of Egypt and merchandise of Cush and of the Sabians, men of stature, shall come over to you, and they shall be yours. They shall walk behind you. They shall come over in chains, and they shall bow down to you. They shall make supplication to you, saying, surely God is in you, and there is no other. There is no other God. Surely you are God, who hides yourself, O God of Israel, the Savior. They shall be ashamed and also disgraced, all of them. They shall go in confusion together, who are makers of idols. But Israel shall be saved by the Lord. With an everlasting salvation, you shall not be ashamed or disgraced forever and ever. But thus says the Lord, thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I did not say to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together. You who have escaped from nations, they have no knowledge, who carry the wood of their carved image and pray to a God, that little g, that cannot save. Tell and bring forth your case. Yes, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from ancient times? Who has told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no other God besides me, a just God and a Savior. There is none besides me. Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is no other. I have sworn by myself. The word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that to me every knee shall bow. Can I say that again? I have sworn by myself. The word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that to me every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall take an oath. He shall say, surely the Lord, I have righteousness and strength. Surely in the Lord, I have righteousness and strength. To him men shall come, and all shall be ashamed who are incensed against him. In the Lord, all the descendants of Israel shall be justified and shall glory. Whew, bell, bell. Down, Nebo stooped, the idols were on the beast, on the cattle. Chapter 46 of Isaiah. Their carriages were heavily loaded, a burden to the weary beast. They stooped, they bowed down together. They could not deliver the burden that had themselves gone into captivity. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been upheld by me from birth, who have been carried from the womb, even to your old age, I am he. And even to gray hairs, I will carry you. I am made and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. And I can look at that and say, woo, all these gray hairs. And I have them on purpose. I thank God for them, and I decided not to dye them. But I see when he says, even to your old age, I am he, and even to great hair, I will carry and I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. God said, I don't care how old you are still mine, and I will carry and I will deliver you. God is saying to even us who have gotten to a certain age that you belong to me. I'm thankful to belong to the Most High God. I'm thankful, and he wants to carry me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 5 and 46 of Isaiah. To whom will you liken me and make me equal and compare me that we should be alike? They lavish gold out of the bag and weigh silver on the scales. They hire a goldsmith and he makes it a god. They prostrate themselves. Yes, they worship. They bear it on the shoulder. They carry it and set it in its place, and it stands. From its place it shall not move. Though one cries out to it, yet it cannot answer. God save him out of his trouble. Remember this and show yourselves men. Recall to mind all you transgressors. Remember the former things of old. For I am God. I am God. Can I say it again? I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. We better understand there is one God, and there is none like him. Not one. No, not one. There is only one God, and he don't play. And he said, declaring the end from the beginning, and from the ancient time, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a bird of prey from the east, the man who executes my counsel from a far country. Indeed, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have proposed it. I will also do it. Listen to me, you stubborn-hearted, who are far from righteousness. I bring my righteousness near, shall not be far off. My salvation shall not linger, and I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. Don't mess with God. Now, if we go back to life lessons from chapter 45, verse 19, I have not spoken in secret. If we truly desire to know God's will so that we may do it, God will move heaven and earth, if necessary, to show us what it is. We never have to worry that we may inadvertently miss it. Come on now. Isaiah 46 and 4, life lessons. Even to great heads, I will carry you. We grow old, but God never does. He is the Ancient of Days, Daniel 7 and 9, 13 and 22. But he remains as strong to sustain you today as he was in the days of Paul or Moses or Abraham or Noah or Adam. Come on now. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Isaiah 49 and 10, I am God. And there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done. According to some estimates, almost 30% of the Bible concerned future events at the time it was written. God declares to us the end from the beginning so that we might trust both him and his word. We got to trust God. We got to trust God, and we got to praise the Lord, Mother. We got to praise God. We got to let folks know who we serve. It's not a game. We can't play with this. We can't play church. We got to go and be the church. You never know who's watching you. You never know how your attitude can determine your altitude. Hey, I trust God, and I want to be a servant. You know, at our women's conference, you know, the church secretary who is over the women's ministry, oh, praise God, she's wonderful. And one of the things she says is, I like to be in the background. I understand that everybody thinks, oh, she loves to be out front. I don't. I laugh. I say I'm an introverted extrovert. I can be all extroverted on this radio, but I really like being behind the scenes. You know, I like just doing what I do for God. And nobody's got to know who I am or what I do. But I thank God that some folks do know who I am. but this is not the best. And I don't want to be, you know, my name in lights. No, that's not it. Because when your name gets in lights, there's always somebody wanting to tear you down. Somebody who wants to say, well, I knew them when. You know, I recently, and I think I spoke on it the other day, because I am a total fan, and I just think he is a wonderful young man, even though he's about the same age as my little brother. And, you know, it just broke my heart because I thought of my own brother, how I would feel if he didn't know his dad and had been lied to 3 years. Kirk Franklin was basically lied to. You know, he was adopted at 4. Part of my own story. I started going and staying with my godparents from the time I was 4 until I was 9. I was back and forth between them and my mother. And then at 9, I started living with them until I got married 10 years later. And so, but I understood, you know, Kurt was an older parent, you know, his godmother, who he loved to pieces, you know, and it broke him. It broke him, you know, when he had to sell some of her stuff to survive with his son. And, you know, he talked about being homeless and how his car was repossessed from the church parking lot. How scandalous is that? And then his mother telling him some man was his daddy, who was not. Some man who was dying of cancer, who he went and reconciled with because he thought he was his father. But he wasn't. Randomly, God will do random things. And I thought about Kurt's age. He's 53. 5 and 3 is 8. Kurt is getting a new beginning. God is giving him a new beginning with his father. And even through 2, not 1, but 2 DNA tests, his mother is going to say that man can't be your daddy. And all he could do was just, and you can see the pain and the hurt as she still sits there and lies about his paternity. That is going to be between her and God. But when I tell you that I cried so hard when this man opened his arms and gave Kurt a hug, something that he had wanted from a father since he was born. And this man cried and said, I didn't know about you. I didn't know. I was a kid. You know, kids playing and not knowing what they're doing. And mama's not saying who the daddy is. You know, we used to always hear Mother Valerie, mama's baby, daddy's maybe. You know, yeah. In this case, you know, this young man, all these years, all he has ever wanted was a father's love and his mother's love. And not deception, not deceit, not lies and untruths. DNA don't lie. That's, I can say, DNA does not lie. You can say whatever you want to say, but DNA don't lie. And if the DNA says it, then it's the truth. You know, I love when my family on my grandfather's side, and it's a lot, folks. And, you know, I was telling my mom, I said, you know, that my cousins on my grandfather's side, I said, oh, yeah, I said, they're all in my DNA. I said, they're all my, you know, because I did the ancestry DNA. You know, my brother is my brother. My uncle is my uncle. My cousins are my cousins. You know, and there's other things that are not my story to tell. But the bottom line is we have got to know who we are. Every child just wants to know who they belong to. And so it was, so I send up prayers every day for Kurt and his father. And I was so happy to see him and his son also reconcile. Lots of hurt, lots of pain. You know, when your child takes you and you're not being the Christian that you normally are. That's some profanity coming out of your mouth. And everybody's ruining it hard. Well, he's supposed to be a gospel singer. Excuse me. He's human. He's human. We're human. And yes, I will say it. I used to be a little cursor, but I praise God that I don't curse no more. Because I was little, and it was a mechanism to fight that. I couldn't beat you up all the time, but I sure could cuss you out and tell you all about yourself and everybody else. And I had to laugh because my youngest son, he was probably 4, and we didn't even know he knew certain words. I'm like, whoa, where did you hear that? Because I wasn't cussing either. But we had children. My husband and I made a concerted effort that we were not going to be the people we may have been. We were not cussing, and we were not doing anything in front of our sons that were not like us. We prayed together. We read the word together, and we lived together. And we made sure that we tried to live a wholesome, godly life in front of our children. But the cursing stopped on my part. Down the road, after he retired, then the cursing may come back, but the kids were grown by then. And, you know, they don't know. I'll come in sometimes and I catch them. I'm like, uh-uh, not in my house. And so we all know we don't curse up in here. Because, God, this is a godly house. I don't want to live like that. But anyway, don't judge people and you don't know their story. And that's the crux of what I'm trying to get to. And to say that when God said, I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done. Who would have known 53 years, 5 and 3, new beginning. And so shout out to Kirk Franklin and his family that they now have a patriarch. Mother, I turn it over to you.
Amen. This is just a beautiful, beautiful lesson. Isaiah 45:12 says, I have made the earth and created man on it. My hand stretched out to heaven. God made the earth and put man on it. And he said, surely God is in you. There is no other. There is no other God. For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens. Who is God who formed the earth and made it? I am the Lord. And he said, there is no other. And he said, I've not spoken in secret. I am the Lord. He said, even to your old age, and I'm old, I'm 80, even to your old age, I am he. Even to gray hairs, I will carry you. And I got a lot of gray hair. He said, even to your old age, I am he. Even to gray hairs, I will carry you. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. God said, don't fear. Don't fear. I'm with you. How many times do you have to tell us that he's with us? I mean, we are fearful. And he said, I am with you. I will carry you. He said, we grow old, but not God never does. He's called the Ancient of Days. He remains as strong to sustain you today as he was in the days of Paul, Moses, Abraham, Noah, and Adam. I am God. There's none like me. God declares the end. Can anybody declare the end from the beginning? God can. And from ancient times that are not yet done, God declares the end of something from the beginning of something. He can tell you what's going to happen in the end when you start. He's God. There is. If you think about it, he is God. I'm reading Psalms 111. Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures what? Forever. You know, I think about it. We're going to be with God. And when we go to be with God, we're going to be with God. I mean, that term forever is really, really a beautiful word. We're going to be with God forever. It says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And if you don't love yourself, and some people don't, then how can you love your neighbor as you love yourself? You first have to love yourself. You really do. And, you know, last night with that rain, there was a rainbow. It was a beautiful rainbow in the sky. And naturally, I got my little phone and took a, ooh, I got to take a picture of this. I mean, you can see God. He said he will never let it rain 40 days and 40 nights. He put a rainbow. And his word is so true. I saw that rainbow last night. Pastor was talking about the rain. I don't know whether she saw the rainbow, but I did. And I got proof of it because I took a picture of it. God put a rainbow in the sky, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious. He's gracious and full of compassion. He never gives us what we deserve. He never does. When you think that you deserve to be left behind, he don't leave you behind. God never gives you what you deserve, especially when you've done wrong. When you know that you have done something wrong, you know that he should chastise you and say something to you. He will do that, but the Lord is gracious, full of compassion. He never gives you what you deserve. He has given food to those who fear him. He will even be mindful of his covenant. He has declared to his people the power of his works and giving them the heritage of the nation, Proverbs 26 and 10. The great God who formed everything gives the fool his hire, transgressor his wages. God formed everything. He formed the earth. He formed you. A lot of times people say, where did I come from? Did I come from my mama? Your mama came from God, and so did you. All of us started with God, and all of us will end with God. We begin with God, we will end with God. We belong to God. We are his property. We're made in the image of God. God is our Father. Just like if you have children, they are your children. With that DNA test, they are yours. Nobody can tell you that they're not. They're your children. Galatians 5, 1 and 26. Stand, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. You have become entangled from Christ, who have attempted to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace. For we are through the Spirit eagerly waiting for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision or uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through God, through love. And what is faith? Faith is just believing what God says. It's just believing. You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? It says you ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from him who called you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in you and the Lord that you will have no other mind, but he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. And I, brothers, if I preach circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? Then the offense of the cross have ceased. I could wish that those who trouble you would even cut themselves off. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite, devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. I say then, walk in the Spirit, You should not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do the things that you wish. But if you're led by the spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, heresy, envy, murders, drunkenness, robbery, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Why should you envy one another? God will give you the same things that other person have. It said, love your neighbor as yourself. And if you can't love yourself, you cannot love your neighbor. That's what I'm saying. Love your neighbor as yourself. Life lesson, Galatians 5:13. Do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. That's not hard to do if you're walking in the Spirit and if you love the Lord.
Come on,
you will serve another. You will do it. You would do it. You would just want to do it because that Spirit of God is in you. In some ways, it's a lot easier to live by a set of rules. Do this, don't do that. By living by the rules may seem easier. In fact, it's not living at all. Grace gives us the freedom to explore creative and helpful ways to encourage and build up one another. Why would anyone who is truly loves Jesus want to use their cross-bought freedom to do anything that disgraces his name? No, mostly what you want to do is to really love one another. And that's what we put here for, not just to help yourself all the time. And what does it mean just helping yourself, doing for yourself? You really want to help somebody that's in need. I mean, it makes them feel good, and it really makes you feel good to help somebody that needs something. It said those who, like lessons, Galatians 5:24, those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires. The flesh have passion and it have desires, and you have to die daily. I mean, you have to die daily with them passions and desires. Everyone who is Christ died with the Savior on the cross. But believers must also crucify the fleshly desires connected with theirs as yet unglorified bodies. Our bodies are not glorified. And we have passions and we have desires and we envy people and we shouldn't, but it happens. You think that all of that is dead. Oh, you know, I don't envy nobody. I don't have passions and desires. The Bible says that you do. And if you say that you don't, then you are a liar and there's no truth in you. He said everyone is Christ. Die with the Savior on the cross. But as believers, we have to die daily. We do. You just have to die daily. When you see yourself thinking wrong and boy, we think wrong. It happens to all of us. And sometimes we just don't think right. So when you see yourself thinking wrong, then die daily. Life lesson, Psalms 11:1-2. The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. We all always take a keen interest in the activities and projects of those we deeply love. So it is natural that we should love to study the works of God, beginning with the Bible. The Bible is the work of God. We want to study the Bible. We want to study everything that he did. We want to study what Jesus did so that we can be just like him, so that we can walk like him. And if we learn to study the Bible, we'll learn to think the way he thinks. It said that God is in us If God is, I know that God is in us because the word of God said that God is in us. Jesus died for us so that we may live for him. And in living for him, you want to think of other people. You want to love your neighbor as yourself. I mean, what they say, what would Jesus do? They always use that, what would WWJD, what would Jesus do? So before you hurt somebody or use your mouth to degrade somebody, think, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus be doing this? What would Jesus do? Wouldn't Jesus try to help somebody? What would Jesus do? If before we do anything, if we think right then and there, WWJD, what would Jesus do? Would he scream and holler and not love his neighbor? What would Jesus do? But a lot of times we do things and we don't even think before we start doing stuff. We just do it, and then we have to turn around and repent. That wasn't right. That's why Pastor Jesse teaches us when we pray God forgive us for things that we do things wrong, knowingly and unknowingly. We do both. And she said, pray that God forgive you for that. Because sometimes we know we're wrong, and we do it anyway.
Amen.
They say a little white lie. There's no such thing as a little white lie. Lies are lies.
A lie is a lie.
They call it a little white lie. No, you didn't tell no
lie. A lie is a lie. Mother, as you go back into your word for just a minute, it says, I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the lust of the flesh against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. In other words, tell a white lie, or a lie, because we all know a lie is a lie. But if you are led by the spirit, and you are not under the law, like I said, a lie is a lie, like Mr. Franklin's mama. Saying that two DNA, they're actually three, because Kirk took one, his dad and him took one, and his dad took one. And all three came back that his dad was his dad. But, you know, but we want to sit and say, no, I that can't be true. Well, you might think it's not, but what God says is what's true. And the sad part, Mother, this man lived down the street from his studio. Son played across the street from his father's house. Father looked like he had just come off the golf course. You know, had a good dad, a really good dad, a successful father. And yet, all of this time, didn't know. But anyway, Mother, I wanted to go down to some questions, you know, and we'll go over them with them, with the audience this morning. It says, the closer you get to believers who truly walk in the spirit, the better they look. You don't get the impression that they're hiding something. Come on now. Haven't you met folks that it's just something about them that you know said they ain't quite right? That's what goes through your mind. And it says that they radiate integrity. You feel you could trust them with your most intimate secrets. You may even find yourself opening up to them in a way quite uncharacteristic for you. Of course, they're not perfect. You are likely hear more apologies from the lips of those who walk by the Spirit than from any other group. Their sensitivity to the Spirit provides them with an uncanny ability to know when they have offended or hurt someone, and their internal security allows them to respond quickly once they realize their sin or error in judgment. And Mother, you know, you find yourself saying, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. You know, that's a spiritual thing. You know, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. You know, we don't want to put somebody out there. And, you know, one thing you don't want to do is tell somebody's business that they have given you in secret. You know, that is one of those things that just brings, you know, pain. You know, something I said in a testimony. You know, someone brought it out And I thought, wow, that was tacky. You know, it wasn't said for you to bring it out to start trying to create confusion. You know, we got to be, you know, very, very wise in what we allow to come out of our mouths, too. Because some people will take what you say and try to use it against you. And that's just sad. And I love what it said here. It says they never feel afraid to admit their faults, yet they always remember they have within them the power to rise above their fleshly appetites and desires. And when we go over there, back 5 of Galatians verses 19, and it tells us, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery. You got them same folks up there in the pulpits talking about the gays and talking about everybody else, but they don't talk about adultery. How many times have you seen adultery vilified? Fornication. Don't ever hear too much about the fornication unless it's between the alphabet folks. Uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry. Come on now, when you got folks talking about they airplanes and they as they say, they trains, planes, and automobiles, and how they need the congregation to give them more money, because if everybody gives $100, then I can get my new plane. Come on now. That is, what does it say? The work of the flesh. And it goes on to say, I hate your mother. You were talking about that. Contention, jealousy. There it is, mother. You said that too. Outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissension, heresy, envy, murderous, drunkenness, robbery, and the likes of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So as we watch, you know, I always tell folks who will tell you they are bedside Christian mother, I watch TV dates. I watch Joe Osteen. You know, I watch, you know, everybody that's on TV. I watch Careful Dollars. And, you know, and I want to say so badly, you know, will these folks come to your funeral and speak a word over you when you die? Because let me tell you, they taking your money, but they don't know your name. And we got to be so careful that we don't get caught up in that. We understand COVID has not left. But you have to put your faith in God that he will protect you from COVID, that he will protect you from those things. You know, and I was looking, Mother, and it says specifically, their lives exclude non-virtues. And this is a person that truly is in the spirit of God. They can love you. They have joy. They have peace. Long-suffering. They are patient with them. Kindness. Just kind all the time. Goodness. Faithfulness. Gentleness. And self-control. I won't give a blow-by-blow description of each quality because I think such an elaboration creates a problem. And this is Dr. Stanley telling us this. And Mother, I'm going to turn this back over to you because there's some questions that we have to ask and have to say. This woman of God that's on the other end of this line that you are hearing, Mother Valerie, she's got these fruits of the Spirit. She's got these nine virtues. She's always loving. She gives good hugs. The mothers of our church, I have to say this, y'all give good hugs. Mother Hallie, she gives good hugs too. You know, amen. But they have such a joy and a peace. You know, they just really always very patient and kind. You know, I've watched this woman give practically the shirt off her back to somebody who was in need. This is Mother Valerie. You know, and she has these virtues. She's a good woman of God. And I am so grateful that God put her and her family in my path. I love these women. I love Aunt Lynn. I love you also, Aunt Rita. Every time I get all teary-eyed and emotional, as Sister Carolyn said, I have wet noodle moments when it comes to Aunt Rita. This woman has been with me since day one. And Sister Carolyn has given me a word. I get her word before anybody else does. And we send it across the airways, and one day she's going to write that book, I believe in God for it. But I tell you, we have got to have these fruits of the Spirit because it makes our life easier. When you can be joyful, when you can have peace, when you can have love, even if you're going through, God tells you to be patient. God is going to answer whatever it is you need. He is going to provide. I have faith in that. You know, God is kindness personified and goodness, and he's faithful, and he's gentle. And God knows he has to have self-control because we can be some messy. But he loves us unconditionally. Before you go into the rest of this fruit of the Spirit, God put in my spirit to give Sister Carolyn's word this morning.
Amen.
That's our word for today. If we have not done this, that's what she told me. Okay, that's what I'm going to look. So I do not have a word from Sister Carolyn yet. But when I
Amen.
Do that, it may not be until tomorrow, but I will take time out to give the word. And I want to tell everybody, please join tomorrow and give Mother Valerie your support. I will be flying. And so I will not be hosting. Mother Valerie will be doing this vlog 100%. So please, please, please call in, hit your social media, come join Mother Valerie and give her your 100% support as she goes forth tomorrow. That's my church announcement. I'm turning it back over to Mother Valerie and thanking all of you for just being who you are, awesome and wonderful. And a special shout out to Aunt Rita, who I love to see.
Amen. It said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. And you know that long-suffering, I see that in Rita. I see that in Janice. I see it in my family. I see it in Pastor Bridget, the kindness. Pastor Bridget is kind and goodness. She's faithful. She's gentle. I see Pastor Bridget have self-control. I see that in a lot of our saints, and especially Pastor Jesse. Self-control.
Amen.
Goodness, long-suffering. She's kind and she's good. She's always trying, our pastor is always trying to help the people of Table Life Ministries. If you say you belong to the table, Pastor Jess is there trying to do something for you. She said one day every table member will drive the car of whatever they want. She said, this is your season. She said, this is the season for the Table of Life Ministries. And I believe her. It said, in preparing to write this, I read some several books that gave extended definition of each quality. When I read about kindness, I quickly became preoccupied with being more kind. I then began thinking of all the unkind things I have done and said recently. Then I asked God to make me a kinder person, found myself lunching out on a mission of kindness. When I read about gentleness, the same thing happened. I realized how abrupt and insensitive I can be. I told God how much gentle I was going to be. Do you see the problem? I need to act more lovingly. I need to be more patient. I need to exercise more self-control. I believe Paul listed these virtues and move on for one simple reason. They aren't given to us as goals to pursue because of you, and I cannot provide fruit. The Holy Spirit is the producer. We are merely the bearers. The fruit of the Spirit was never intended to demonstrate our dedication and resolve. Rather, it reveals our dependency on and sensitivity to the promoting of the Spirit. Fruit is not simple one mark of a Spirit-filled life. It is the preeminent mark. Fruit of the Spirit, long-suffering. Sometimes you can look at people like Rita, like Janice, who've been sick. Rita's been sick for about 10 years. That's long suffering. But yet and still, when you talk to her, she's kind, she has goodness, and she has faith, she has gentleness, and she has peace. And I look at her, like I told Rita, well, I told her the Earth 8th is your birthday. I'm coming down there. I'm driving myself, or maybe my brother will drive with me. We're going down there to visit my sister. She'll be, I think, 73, and I'm going down there. And she says, no, you don't have to do that. I said, look, Rita, I'm coming to visit. I told her the 8th, long-suffering. It's kindness. Boy,
Margaret, I just wanted to say one quick thing. Mother, I know she's such a sweetheart. My oldest son, his birthday is October 9th. So it's an October thing that I think it's just they have the kindness and all those things that come from God. So happy early birthday, Mother Rita. We love you, love you, love you. And there might be a hitchhiker coming to visit, just letting you know. might be an extra finger out because it might be me easing into the car, home and visit. So God bless you. And, Mother, I'm so sorry to have interrupted, but when I heard that, I thought, wow.
No problem.
You know, Pastor Jesse's birthday is Monday the 2nd, and her sister Shirley's birthday is the 1st. And then to know Mother Rita is the 8th and my son is the 9th. It's really nice to know some wonderful October birthdays. So shout out and kudos and hugs to Mother Rita and all the family.
Stacy's birthday is in October. We have Carolyn's mother's birthday is in October. We have so many October people. And like I said, Rita's long-suffering through to the Spirit. Rita is kind through to the Spirit. When my car broke down, Rita and her husband decided that they would fix my car for me. They fixed my car. Mm. And that's why I'm driving, through to the Spirit, self-control. It said, against such, there is no law. Those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with the passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit, and let us not be conceited. Don't become conceited, provoking one another, and that envy is stuff, you know, you don't have to envy what other people have. Don't you know God will give you the same thing? Don't envy. I look at Jan and Rita and Pastor Jesse and Pastor Bridget, and they are my examples of walking in the Spirit, living Christ-like lives. Pastor Bridget will give you, oh, my gosh. She is such a giving woman. I mean, God endowed her where she can give, and she don't keep it to herself. She's always helping people, giving to people. And Pastor Jesse is another one that they just give. And thank God for these two wonderful women that are in my life. I thank God for the Table Life Ministry. And October the 28th or the 29th, we will be celebrating 13 years. Hey, God is just good. He's good. So I'm going to turn this back over to Pastor Bridget. And it's almost that time.
It is that time. Like I said, I have not gotten our word from Sister Carolyn this morning. But I just wanted to say, you know, we're going to just have a worshiping Wednesday. Have a wonderful day, family, and may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, we pray over you and yours. And as Paul said, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love on somebody today. Call a friend and say, I just love you. You know, I just text Sister Carolyn and told her I was sending her love this morning. So just send somebody love. Rita, Mother Rita, we love you. We love you. We love you. You know, Sister Tracy is a regular. We love you. And continue praying for Evangelist Teresa. We love her as well. We love all of you that listen in. All my Paducah family, I love you all. And for all those that listen from all over this world, I see you, Japan, Jamaica, Canada, United Kingdom, thank you all for listening in. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Please join Mother Valerie tomorrow as we move forward together in the Word of God. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Mother Valerie, it's a wrap because I got to get ready to get on the road, and I got to get person up to take him to school. I don't know what it is, how he managed to come and get in my little small space this morning, but he did. he had the big bed to sleep in. I had this little tiny sofa, and somehow or another, as I'm looking, my arm is going numb, and I realize he done eased over and is up under my arm. I'm like, wait a minute, you got all of that. I got this little bit of space, and somehow or another he came and took over my space. And when I got off my little small space, my little sofa, he stretches out and takes over the whole thing. I said, now why couldn't you have slept here last night? But I couldn't sleep in my bed because he didn't want to be by himself, and I was not sleeping with a 6-year-old. I was like, no, you sleep over there, I'll sleep over here. But somehow or another, he wound up in my space anyway. But I just wanted to say I'm very grateful. There's nothing more fun than being a grandma, especially when you have a grandson that is so very smart, as he was telling me all about dinosaurs and that God made them. So that's pretty cool because they know God made everything, including the dinosaurs and the Tyrannosaurus, whatever that may be. God made them. So thank you all. Have a great day. Mother Valerie, it's a wrap. We'll be talking.
Oh, it's a wrap.
Love you all. Have a blessed week, family. Please again join Mother Valerie to Mother tomorrow as she moves forward in the Word of God. Be blessed, everybody. It's a wrap.
It is a wrap.
Bye, Mom.